What's up, everybody?
Hello.
How you guys doing? We are, Classic Hill Rand.
Zonkei from the Lich in the Dungeon.
Zonkei Kiyomanene.
Kiyomanene.
And, we're gonna do a podcast.
Yay!
This is gonna be our weekly What's Up, Killer Roy kind of thing. Which I'm gonna submit to iTunes probably tonight. Or tomorrow. We'll get up there. We'll find out. And, we're just gonna talk about a couple of games that we're interested in.
Yeah.
Talk to chat, if chat pops up, because we're doing this on Twitch. And don't worry, it's gonna get exported over to YouTube as well, so.
Yeah, because otherwise the video would be completely useless.
Yes, we wouldn't be doing it. You know, we'll come out, have fun, do stuff. If you're seeing this on YouTube, try to come out. We're going to do it on Wednesdays, sometime around 4, 4:30.
Give or take.
Give or take. That's the plan. Stan. So, I guess, we'll start while we're going to...
Yeah.
Talk about...
Some video games.
Some video games. And... Heyo, Fun Size! And,
Hi, Fun Size.
We're also going to talk about some more video games. And some updates. And... We're gonna play a game. Which is a fun game that we like to play. We played it before. I made up the rules, so.
Yep.
Alright, I'm gonna switch to my stream glasses.
That's probably a smart plan.
It is, just so that way you don't get the glare. Alright, so, first thing we're going to talk about is Quantum Break. Quantum Break came out yesterday.
So I heard.
And I have been very excited about it.
So, I guess go over a little bit, like, what's the game like?
The game, so far, I've only played one chapter of the game. And so far, it's extremely intense. Storyline's already thrown me for a couple of loops. And the gameplay itself is pretty challenging, actually. It's most relatable game I can think of is Time Stop? Did we say, what is it?
Time Shift?
Time Shift.
And you're talking about the game we were talking about last time?
I was talking about the game we were talking about last time. So Time Shift is the closest thing to it. And, but Time Shift was extremely difficult. It shot up in difficulty exponentially, and if you weren't... I don't want to say if you weren't good, but if you weren't, like, spectacular
You had to be good at like, everything in the game at once in order to win combats.
Yeah. In this one, what's really cool is they have a time shield. They have four abilities. They have a time shield, time dodge, like a time bubble that you can stop people in. And then the last one, you can use its like premonition. And so you can see things that happened right in the past, and you can see things like a little bit into the future. You can see like echoes of where people were, stuff like that. So some cool stuff like that. I thought it was cool.
Again, I don't want you to delve too much into the plot, but, like, so you're a character that can basically control aspects of time?
Yes.
And it manifests in those different abilities?
Yes. Essentially what happened, without spoiling too much of the beginning plot, time machine exploded, you have powers.
I mean, it's pretty simple and to the point.
Yeah. It's a really neat game. They even have a streamer mode. So it cuts out the copyrighted music.
Oh, because there's, like, some super copyrighted music in there?
Yeah. So it's like, hey, by the way, you're, like, turning yourself out of...
Yeah, I was about to say, just push me towards it.
There you go.
That's just my habit. I'm restless. I move.
I know. It's okay. So do I. Anyway. So it was, that's what's pretty much been going on in it. Pretty cool game. Very interesting. I mean, cuts out copyright. Like, more games need this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because tons of games, you can't really stream them. You have to be careful when you stream them. You have to know where the copyrighted music is, way to cover it up with whatever else, and you have to, like, completely silence it at those points.
Exactly.
And that's extremely hard to do on stream without just cutting the audio of the game out completely.
Yes. Oh, this is going to be... Oh, there we go. Oh, so close. Just go.
Just jump. Or go back to your chair.
She won't stop. Sorry, my dogs are being annoying.
It turned your camera by, by the way.
How bad?
A little bit.
This way?
Yep. Yes, my shirts did come in. I'm not wearing one right now. Anywho's a what's it thingamajig.
Yeah.
Quantum Break.
So pretty do you feel game. Like you feel like it's gonna be like something you're definitely gonna finish, and then will you ever play it again?
Oh, I think I will. I have half 6 highlights up right now. Oh, sweet. Good to hear. Sweet. 6 highlights. Dang, you've been busy. That's good to hear. If you guys are looking for my stream highlights, because you don't come out to my stream, they're on YouTube. There you go. Plug. Shameless hashtag. So, but yeah, that's pretty much the game. The game's really good. I like it so far. I think it's going to have a ton of replay value. All of that cool stuff.
That's good. Let's hope it doesn't end up like most time-traveling games and have a horrible ending, such as Bioshock Infinite.
I enjoyed the ending of Bioshock Infinite.
But there are certain people in this room, probably chat room specifically, that doesn't like the ending of it.
Hashtag Zuka's a lot. Yeah, there's a couple of people who are up to no good, got in trouble in the neighborhood, they got into Bioshock Infinite, and one thing led to another, and they hated the game.
Yep. just because the ending.
Just because the ending. All right, so we talked a little bit about a game I'm excited about. Now we're going to talk about something Zuka's super excited. I'm sorry.
Did you say something incorrectly?
No.
You can go back to start with a Z as well.
You can go back to the... play back later and maybe find out if I did or didn't. Anyway, Zankei, you're really excited about something.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
What is the... I don't know what your list looks like. You told
Dark
me it was
Souls
near.
3.
Oh, Dark Souls 3. Yeah, for the first time in a long time, I've been around, like, I've been in the generation that Dark Souls has been prominent in.
Hated
in. Loved. Considered crack. Considered
despised.
Gun to the stomach. You know, all of these various different, you know, points of view. And I've played the first Dark Soul. I got to the first boss. I don't know if I ever managed to defeat it. It made me a little upset. I didn't play it ever since then. I've watched tons of playthroughs of both Dark Souls 1 and Dark Souls 2, and the lore in them is great. The gameplay, for what it's worth, is good. It's just... For those of you that don't know about Dark Souls, and I don't
it's
know
It's a little
how,
like Kingdom Hearts. Roll, attack, roll, attack,
the
dodge,
whole point
roll,
of the game
roll.
Is, if you're not a beefy tank character that uses the shield, then your entire life is just roll, immunity frames, roll, immunity frames, roll, immunity frames, do a damage, and then rinse and repeat for 30 minutes to kill a boss. And the problem is... The reason why you have to do that is all of the bosses, well, they poke you and, like, half your health's gone.
Yeah.
And then they punish you for not rolling. And then, say you die, you lose all of your experience, and then if you don't go and pick it back up and die before you pick it back up, then, well, you lost all the experience.
Yeah.
And technically you get weaker if you're dead. You have to go back into human form, because the whole point, the whole, like... lore in the games is you play as an undead in every single game, and you're a hollow, and you're trying to get your humanity back. Well, you can get your humanity back by eating human effigies or whatever, and you get more health when you're a human. Characters interact with you differently when you're a human. Some actually hate you when you're a human. But what's super exciting about Dark Souls 3 is the creators of Dark Souls... They've had a lot of different games. There's Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2, and Bloodborne. And Bloodborne was like the newest kind of Dark Souls game where they decided, let's speed the combat up a little bit easier. The rolls are always faster, even the fat rolls are faster. Mm-hmm. Characters, your character itself locks on moves when they're locked on faster. Like, it's the gameplay's smoother and, to a certain extent, easier. Dark Souls 3 is supposed to be taking from that. It's taking the difficulty, because they said they're actually making this game harder than the original Dark Souls. But you move a bit faster, like Bloodborne. So for the first time, I'm super excited. Like, I've watched a little bit of Bloodborne, and I know how much better it is than the other Souls games in that extent. So I'm actually going to be purchasing Dark Souls 3 and actually playing it.
Yeah, Bloodborne looks like... I don't like how it looks to me. And it looks, in all honesty, a little over-challenged for what it should be. But...
This is something, and, you know, I've been racking it over in my brain because I'm not the best game player in the world, at least when it comes to games that are literally challenging you. Like, some games, yeah, they can be challenging in certain parts, but otherwise the gameplay's smooth, there's no real bumps in the road. Yeah, you might die, but then you can just get back up again, and there's no qualms as to you dying other than just you have to do it again. But... you know, where Dark Souls punishes you, that's kind of hard for me. And that's why I said I never played anything past the first boss on Dark Souls. Specifically the Asylum Demon. And, well, I guess what has sealed the deal for me was I've been playing a game that was free for gold on X-Bone. It's called Lords of the Fallen. I think it's still, at the time of this recording, it is still free for gold. And it plays, it's not by the same creators, but it plays a lot like Dark Souls. To the point of where you die, your experience gets lost. Ooh. If you save at a save point, you get all of your stuff back, but you technically are losing an XP bonus that you get from just not touching save points. But it plays a lot like it, and I've been struggling, and I've been playing it, and then I got to, the first boss was, I died a couple times, and then I learned how he worked, and learned where I could do damage to him, but then I got to the second boss, and it was this big demon with, like, this shield, and I could not, for the life of me, figure out how I was supposed to beat him, because I only have one health potion, and, like, no other way to heal myself, and I'm a paladin, so I wear, like, a shield, and use, like, a heavy weapon, and then I learned that all it is just, it's just waiting. You just hold the shield up in front of you, and for 30 minutes, I held that shield up in front of me, and every time he would attack me, I could only hit him once, or twice, maybe, if he, like, did a special move. But it took me, like, 30 minutes, and I finally killed him, and that was probably the best feeling I have ever had in a video game. And then suddenly something clicked, and I was like, this is why people play Dark Souls. This is why you play a Souls game, because literally the bosses are so freaking hard that when you beat them, you feel like you are on top of the world. And again, you then walk into new enemies that do new and scary things, and new bosses that do new and scary things, and you have to do it all over again, but that euphoria there at the end of killing that boss is honestly what makes the Souls games worth playing. So I'm going to be torturing myself a lot with the game, but with the new mechanics that they're introducing, new types of weapons and whatnot, I think it'll be a good buy. So
it's good. I'm glad that you think so. I will not be touching that game with a 10-foot or 20-foot pole. I'm going to live vicariously through Zomkay while I get on Xbox once every month when he's still stuck on the same boss over and over again. That's my goal, is to understand how that game feels through him by...
I'm not bashing anybody who gets frustrated with games easy, but I even get frustrated with these bosses. Like, I'm even like, you know what? Like, I was playing Lords of Fall. The first time I met that shield commander guy or whatever, I was like, after I died to him once, I kind of just sat there. And I went, you know what? There are better things I could be doing with my life right now. And I just cut the Xbox off and walked
off. That's what I said with Shovel Knight.
There are better things I can do
with my time.
There are a lot of things.
Like, not this!
Yeah, yeah, I've been,
What?
Oh, yeah. It's, the nice thing is, Dark Souls has always been really good. I don't remember if Demon Souls did it. Dark Souls did it, and I know for a fact that Dark Souls 2 did it. But you could dual wield, and I mean, you could, like, if you have enough strength to wield a greatsword in one hand, you could dual wield greatswords. Are you slow as heck when you go to make attacks? Like, you go, here, let me take 5 seconds to swing this one, let me take 5 seconds to swing this one. Yes, but dual wielding was something that was super neat, and of course, that's back in Dark Souls 3. But the really, really, really cool thing is there are going to be special weapons throughout the game that they're one item, they're one weapon, but they're technically two weapons. They're like twin scimitars, or a scimitar and a long sword, or a short sword and a long sword. Like, they're special dual-wielding weapons that when you wield them in one hand, if you have a free hand, you technically are dual-wielding. And then if you put a shield on, you can still use it as if you can still use the one in one hand and wear the shield and use it. So you can, if you can switch fast enough, you can switch from dual wielding to shield and sword wielding, or shield and one hand wielding. Like back and forth if a boss or if a situation needs you to do that. Because certain characters, like I said with this shield guy, it's just, I'm going to sit here. We're going to stare at each other behind our shields, and now I have his shield. I feel good.
Well, I'm glad you feel good about that. So, again, yeah. I don't feel good. Plus, somebody might have a slight over-love. I don't want to use a certain word that I'm thinking, but he might be obsessed with, you know, Western culture.
Oh, yeah.
And they have dual-wielding crossbows.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can dual wield crossbows.
So somebody's been pretty jolly about that.
Yes, I'm excited.
He's a jolly green giant.
If I can do it, I will be extremely happy because I'm going to definitely be trying to build ranged.
Yeah, he's going to be trying to build his OC.
Yep, I'm trying to build Zanke specifically, the way that he's supposed to. So if it means I have to go with a longbow, that's no skin off my back, but I would like to be able to dual wield crossbows. That would be super neat.
Next, yes. The Destiny update.
Oh, Destiny update.
Where do you want to start? Because I can tell you, I didn't get a chance to watch the Bungie release, and I didn't really listen to super well, like read it to super well.
Well, alright.
But I'm pretty psyched about the fact of one thing in particular. And that's the Queenbreaker's bow coming back.
Yes.
Because that was my baby.
Alright, so, what's happening first off is,
and by the way,
it's April the 16th.
Yeah. Just go to the three references I need for Jalak. What? Okay. Anyway.
Oh, she just got those.
Yeah.
Congratulations, yay! But it's April the 16th, I believe, if they haven't delayed it or pushed it forward.
As far as I know, I'm going to check the Destiny app right now.
All the stuff's there. But,
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
So what's happening is, first off, the big news with Destiny is they're raising the light cap. They're raising it up to 335, I believe.
Which is 15 higher than what it was.
Yep. So, and that means every item now, from now on, can be infused up to, well, purple and higher, can be infused up to 335. Because if you have a full character of 335s, their light level will be 335.
Yes.
Just like, you know, with 320. On that note about the light level, the sweetest thing, and probably one of my favorite things that's happening with the light level stuff is infusion is changing. A good change. From what, if I read it correctly, what's going to happen now is if you go to infuse an item, say you have a purple helmet that's got, it's year two, so like this racing helmet, like I have one of the racing helmets and it's only got 3 armor. If I took that 3 armor racing helmet and then I had a 320 helmet of any kind, I then infuse it into that 3 and it will hop to 320. it doesn't split the difference anymore. So when you get something good, it will bring it up to where it is.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Also, they're bringing back some wonderful purple weapons like the Devil You Know, Shadow Price. The LDR is coming back. Longbow Synth is coming back. Two for the Morgue is coming back. Lord Highfixer is coming back. Patience's Time is getting an update.
Yep. A bunch of different exotics are, and most of them were from the original Prison of Elders, I believe, too.
Yeah, I know a couple of them are. I'm going to go also to there.
Yeah. Dreg's Promise, Patience and Time, Kepri's Sting.
Is Lord of Wolves getting an update?
I think so.
Good! I need one.
I think that's getting an update. Speaking on that note, let me check with all the new weapons, most of that stuff is going to either come from Vanguard packages or Cryptarch packages. Well, I guess it's only Vanguard and Reputation packages, because they're actually upping the reputation. Now if you like complete a strike, it's like 60 reputation for whatever factions that you're like representing. And like all the stuff is just giving you like tons more reputation. It's going to be so much easier to actually get Vanguard reputation, Cryptarch reputation, Crucible reputation. But a lot of that purple stuff is going to be coming out of the Crucible and out of the Vanguard packages.
Which will be nice.
Yep.
So I have a list of what's coming back.
All right.
This is on their Instagram, so...
Yeah.
Drake's Promise, Sunbreakers, Glass House is coming back, Kepri's Sting, ACD/O Feedback Fence. Oh, that's going to be fun. The Arachnid's coming back. Lord of Wolves is coming back. The Lucky Raspberry. Universal Remote. Ah, I'm finally going to have fun playing Vogue again. Eternal Warrior's coming back. Patience and Time's coming back. The Purifier Robes are coming back. And the Queenbreaker's Bow is coming back. Also, we're getting some epic-looking armor from Eris Morn.
Yep. That's the big thing, is the huge thing that's adding. One, they're adding in a bunch of PvE, like new PvE experiences. One is they're adding in a new strike. All we know about it now is it's called the Blighted Chalice.
Yes.
That all we know is the name, and I assume it's going to be like a Taken only.
That's
strike,
my assumption. I'm going back to their update right now.
And the sweet thing is, Prison of Elders is getting two new additions to it.
They're getting a 41 edition, and I think they're going up. Their normal edition's going up into, like, I would assume it's going to go up into the 30s.
I think so.
To make it a viable playthrough.
And there's something called the Challenge of the Elders.
Ooh.
And through the Challenge of the Elders, it's, like, super high, like, it's that 41, but, like, souped up. So, like, basically, like, a
Someone
Nightfall.
You need to take your best friends through.
Yeah. It's sort of like a Nightfall. And what's going to be, it's like, there are these chests that you can earn. They're called Sterling Treasure Boxes. And you can
just
earn
Just
because
I'm looking at
yeah.
it. And you can get Armor, Chroma, which we'll talk about in a second.
Yep.
Ships, Sparrows, and Boots. Now, Chroma, the cool thing about it is you quite literally get to add glow to your stuff. You get to essentially take a neon light and add it to your armor.
Yep. But it only works with the new armor that's in the update and faction armor.
Yes.
From what I understand.
Yes, it's pretty awesome.
It'll, like, the armor that can be done with will have, like, Chroma beside its name, or in its description, that lets you know that it can be used on it.
Yeah, it'll have a way to do it, of course, as always. I'm very just excited about the Desolate armor.
Oh yeah, the Taken-looking armor?
The Taken-looking armor. Well, they had something next with Eris Morn, so I'm thinking that they might actually do something with her, which would be useful because she's... Not.
Also, from what I understand in that, speaking of Chroma being like a skin upage on your armor, they're apparently adding weapon skins.
Yes, they are. Some people weren't actually excited about that because they were like, oh, it's just weapon skins, whatever.
Well, people have been like wanting that. Like, that's the whole point of a Morpeg.
Some people
is aesthetics.
And some people, they're very much like, oh, it's just gonna look like COD. Leave. Just leave. Let us be excited about this thing. I can have my Queenbreaker's bow look awesome instead of brown.
Yeah. So we don't know much about that. They've only mentioned that they're adding it, so we don't know if it only works on specific weapons.
Oh my gosh.
If it's only like just, you know, like a simple set of colors.
You know how nice it would be to reskin my Suros Year 2 back to being a Suros 1?
Just to look like the Suros.
Just to look like the Suros Year 1. Because I like that look more. I liked the white. I thought it looked nicer. 18 seconds. Awesome. That don't really affect me. Not really reading chat. Do we have any more we want to say?
But the way that you earn these sterling chests, from what I understand...
Oh, yeah, are through strikes.
Yeah, you do want... You get one for doing a strike.
Crucible.
It's every week. One for doing, I think, the weekly Crucible match.
You get it from doing POE 41. Hi, Mr. Bobo Kales.
Yep. From doing, like, the Prison of Elders.
Doing the Prison of Elders. And I feel maybe one more thing? I don't know. It's in the update. I mean, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be a cool thing to do.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see how it works.
Also,
and all
I think
of that stuff.
They were talking about one thing, and I couldn't remember where it was. I think it's supposed to be, like, the hard mode raid. It's supposed to, somewhere or another, it's supposed to give a 335 artifact.
Oh,
somewhere
nice.
It's supposed to be a guaranteed 335 artifact.
Can
I
just
remember where it said it.
Can I just throw out the fact that I'm super stoked that a solo player like myself can go and do stuff again?
Yeah.
I'm super excited about the fact of, what is it? What was I about to say? That I don't have to play the raid to get up there. I can sit and say, I'm going to do viewer strikes tonight. And I'm glad I got your name right. And I can do viewer strikes, and nobody's going to be like, well, viewer strikes are, like, useless. Nuh-uh. Because I can still get 335 armor from them.
Yeah. You can still get good things. And that was the biggest part about this update they were talking about, was it was supposed to be making it easier for those people, like solo players and casual players,
yeah,
to be able to get up to the 335 so they can attain the goal that they want to in a game
and
without having to. Also,
they're going to make it pretty easy to get up to 320 here right after the update, so that way all the casual players can catch right back up,
mm-hmm,
and move up. Especially somebody like me who's super casual.
Yeah.
Like, I barely play the game.
Nevercrawl and I were talking, and I haven't personally read this, but he said he read this somewhere, that they're also fixing matchmaking really, really hard.
Yeah.
To the point where raids are supposed to get matchmaking, nightfalls are supposed to get matchmaking.
I don't know how I feel about raids getting night.
But see, it makes it one of those things that there's still that chance of those solo players that would like that option.
Yeah.
So they're giving it as an option.
That's cool.
So,
I am almost like filthy casual, you're right. By the way, Mr. Bobo Kills, thank you for the follow. I don't have my follow notification up because this is a podcast, but
welcome
thank
to the
you,
Penguin Posse.
And welcome to the Penguin Posse. You're a beautiful person, and I love your face.
Penguin Squid, your victory!
Ah! Alright, anything else on the Destiny update? I don't have too
much.
They
were talking about something that it was hinted at in the thing. They mentioned the word race in something. I can't remember what it was, but they mentioned the word race. And I can't remember, but it was like, it was super hinting that they might bring the SRL back. As like, and it might be a monthly thing.
SRL's coming back would be a great thing. I would love that. I'd love to see more PvE, though. Monthly PvE bonuses. But that's because I don't like PvP, so.
Well, it is nice that two of the things you get Sterling Chest from are PvE, so.
Yes, that is nice. So, and SRL will be nice if it comes back. But we'll see. We'll see how things go. SRL was a big hit, and it needs to come back. Everybody loves it.
I think they are. I think what reason why it hasn't come back yet is they wanted to wait to this update, and they probably wanted to make more maps. Because we only had two maps.
We did. And hopefully they'll update the books if you bought the book from the Eververse like I did. And spent like the $10 to buy it. And it's like an achievement book. And hopefully they'll update that with it as well.
You see, that's what made me think that they were going to bring it back from the beginning. And they just needed time to make more races and make more.
Well, they even said from the get-go they were going to be bringing it back.
Because they wouldn't make you spend $10 on a record book for you to only use it in that week.
Yeah,
or that month or
that
whatever.
That would have been how they rolled.
Bungie's better than that.
Yeah, they are. All right. We good?
Oh, yeah, new emotes. Side note.
Yeah, more emotes.
More emotes.
More microtransactions.
Woo!
You can also buy the Sterling chest from the Eververse if you want to.
Oh, yeah. You can just do that.
Which people are getting complaining about pay to win.
They're
pay to have time.
Yeah, it's one of those things. The only way that it becomes pay to win is if they didn't give another way for you to get those chests.
If but that was the making only way to get that week, stuff, yeah.
Yeah. If it was the only way, then yes, it's pay to win, but they're giving three chances every single week for you to get those chests by just playing the game. And yes, you can spend money and buy more chests, but that's your prerogative, and that's not getting in the way of all the other players that are grinding.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, happy about that stuff. All right, now we're going to talk about something very dear to our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
And something that Zanke has gotten me extremely excited for.
The time! It is almost upon us.
Overwatch.
Woo! Overwatch.
Bright side. The game has been moved up by like a month. So now it's coming out in May.
Yep, May 24th.
End of May.
And if you... I'll mention this again at the time of this recording for anybody who's watching on YouTube. The game is still for digital pre-order on Xbone, and if you digitally pre-order the Origins Edition, you get all the Origins stuff, and you get a special Widowmaker skin. Like, it's a simple skin, it's not something too crazy. And you get 48 hours early access to the beta, which the beta is coming out May the 3rd.
You have depressed me.
I'm so sorry.
I've already put in for like the Super Collector's Edition.
No, that's fine.
I'm going to get the little statuette of Soldier 76.
You still get to
be awesome.
You still
also
get
beta
to,
access. It'll just be on the 5th.
Yeah, it'll be like on the 3rd or whatever, where other people get to be on the 1st. And you pre-order the Origins Edition digitally, it's not only just a 48-hour early access beta for yourself, you get to do it for one other person, too.
Oh, hello there.
So, I was either going to do it for you or I was going to do it for Zuko.
I mean, I would do it I would probably do it for Zuko.
Because that way he gets to test later. The game. Because you're excited about the game anyway. So, he's the one that we if we want
we need
him
to get
him
into
the
this game,
game,
we got him into
he
Smite.
He needs to play it.
You got him into Smite. It shouldn't be too hard.
I did.
And put it, he's going to not like me for saying that, but it wasn't too hard to get him into Smite. Really all it was getting him to overcome his laziness and say, download it.
Yeah. Poor ye.
So we're excited about that. That's super exciting. I don't have too much more to say about it other than it looks awesome.
I guess for those that don't know what Overwatch is, rock have you been living? But it is Blizzard's first ever?
Second, because I think they had one that flopped.
Maybe. Anyway, it's a third-person clash... Not third-person.
First-person clash shooter.
Yeah, clash shooter. So basically, it's like... And clash shooter might be a bit of a stretch.
I would call it a clash shooter.
It's more like a MOBA shooter. Because all of the characters are extremely different than each other. No characters are the same.
Are exactly like.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
hello.
It's,
didn't know you left.
Hello. And it's every character is like different. Like there's Mercy, who's like a doctor angel lady. She heals people, and there is
Widowmaker, who's a sniper.
Yeah.
There's Reaper.
Who's a
dual-wielding shotgun, wonderful, beautiful person. And then there's your favorite character.
McCree,
which
basically
is...
Basically, a.k.a. Clint Eastwood.
Hi, I've got time to talk about RuneScape.
I played it once when I was in high school, and I didn't enjoy it. That's all I've got. Do you have anything you wanted like to say about RuneScape since we've been asked to talk about RuneScape?
I've never, ever played it.
I don't know how badly that just...
Oh, hi! Everywhere. Hello!
Too much.
I figured. That way?
Yeah, you're good. There you go. Close enough. Good. You need to turn this off. Oh, there you go. There you go. You're good. Anyway, I don't really have too much. Why am I wearing Gunnars? Because they're better for your eyesight. And I'm a streamer and I look at a computer for 6 hours at a time.
That's true. But, anyway.
I look at 3 computer screens.
Anyway, the nice thing about Overwatch, I don't know, it feels different.
It looks than a lot of different. Other things. It's something new coming out.
Yeah, and the only thing I've ever played like it has been Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Yeah, I haven't played that. I've watched gameplay of it, and I wasn't really excited about that game.
It's fun.
But then I watched gameplay of Overwatch, and I'm like, I need this in my life!
It has such a different look. And like I said, it's
every character is different, but they also have similar things together. Because, I mean, you have stuff like... You have stuff between, you know, you have the stuff between, the two brothers who are both assassins.
Oh, yeah, the Hanzo and Genji.
Hanzo and Genji. And then you have people like Tracer, who does time stuff.
Yeah. Everything seems different.
Yeah. Which is really cool to see. Like, I'm really excited about that.
Like I said, it's hard to explain, but, take a look at it. It's super, super exciting. If you pre-order the, Origins Edition, you get a bunch of stuff for a bunch of different Blizzard games.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Do I wear them anywhere? I'm sorry, I'm not gonna cut the middle of my conversation with my friend here to answer your question. I don't wear my Gunnars everywhere. I wear my regular glasses when I'm at work. And I wear my sunglasses outside when it's sunny. Because those are the best spots for them. And when I sit in front of 2 or 3 screens with lights pointing at me, I wear my Gunnars because then I can see every screen and not blind myself. So that's my...
I keep looking over at this light.
I know, that's... And again, I can look at these lights and it doesn't affect me as bad because I'm wearing these. Because I have 3-point lighting, so...
Yeah.
Well, actually, I have, like, 7-point lighting, but...
Whoop!
Anyway!
But that's Overwatch.
Overwatch is gonna be exciting. I'm really excited for it. And they moved up the date, which made me super happy.
Yeah, because we were looking at, like, June... Was it July?
We were looking at June. Late June. Like, middle to late June. And they were like, it's gonna come out in the spring. And we're like, June's not spring. Come on, Blizzard. And then Blizzard was like, you're right. We're going to bring it out earlier. And then everybody was like, it was really exciting. I was really happy about that. The other game I'm specifically super stoked for.
What's that?
Is No Man's Sky.
Oh, No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
You want that to be like your stream game if it's any good.
I actually think that has a very good possibility of being my official stream game. Like, I've been a variety streamer for the past year, pretty much, and I think that No Man's Sky, if it works and is rated how I need it to be rated, is going to be perfect. I do. I think that would be perfect. You could just turn the stream and the lights off. You're right, I could, but then I wouldn't be doing what I enjoy. It's just like you do, if you want to play football, you wear pads. You go rollerblading, you wear pads. If you're going to roller derby, you wear pads. If you're going to play lacrosse, you wear the pads that you need. You use the equipment that you need to do what you enjoy. So I'm going to do what I enjoy. Anyway, back to No Man's Sky. There's going to be 18 quintillion different planets.
Quintillion?
Okay, so it goes million, billion, trillion, quadrillion, quintillion.
Good lord.
I'm so excited.
That's a lot of planets.
It is. And, like, that's the possibility of planets that you can come across. And they're all different. They all have different ecosystems. They all have different wildlife on them. They all have different minerals on them. Like, some will have the same minerals, of course, but, like, they have different things everywhere, and you're supposed to be able to explore all this stuff. For the PS4, it's going to be, like, sharing and everything like that, so you get to share your stuff that you find with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You can play it in... Lacrosse is a sport. There, you can look at, you can play as a space pirate if you want to be a space pirate. You can play as a, you could play as a, as a merchant if you wanted to, and just sell your goods. The game's super exciting. Like, I'm really stoked for it. There's been, like, no beta for it announced yet. Nothing's been announced. Everything's kind of stipulation and stuff like that. So, you know, it's stuff like that.
I don't know. It just... That, I mean, any game like that that's got, like, the expansion that that has is just... I don't know. It's such an interesting concept to just know that no matter how long you play, you'll never run out of new planets.
Which is spectacular to me. I love that, because the fact that I really like that game is that it's going to be endless. It is going to be a game that just is endless. Like, that's what makes it so exciting for me, mm-hmm. is that I'm literally never going to see an end to this game. I could play this game till the day I die and have not completed it. Like, I think to me, that's what's exciting, because I'm also not being told, this is how I have to play it. This is what you have to do to progress in the game, but you can still keep moving through stuff.
I got you.
You know? So you can keep moving forward. You can keep doing all of these things mm-hmm. in this game and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, really super stoked for it. And it's not, like, a linear game. It's not, like, God of War. It's not, like, Spectrobes. It's not, like, some of the other stuff I've played where it's, you gotta walk this line... And you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You follow the path and then...
Yeah, you follow the path and you make it to the end. This one, there's no path. You're making the path. You're flying through space, you're trying to save yourself, and all of those different things. So that's what I'm super excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and quite literally, it's going to be very similar to... Minecraft, as chat wants now to be talked about, in the fact that you get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, there's no limitation.
There's no limitation. But that's a, you know, and you get to explore, you get to do all these things. There's no right way to play the game. Which is, I think, another great part. Like, there's going to be a way that you would play, and there'd be a way that I would play.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it is just like Minecraft, just on a huge, like, larger scale.
It is like Minecraft on a universal level.
Mm-hmm. It's just universe craft.
It's a universe craft game.
Yep.
It's like spacecraft, but better. Like, I'm so stoked about it. And it's going to be such a great game to play and all that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I'm really excited to see how it turns out.
Yeah. And you don't know any information about when or where? Or...
The when is going to be, it's going to come out... June of some
year.
It's June of this year.
Okay.
I don't remember the day. Let me check my app.
And that
I put
is
the pre-order
a
on it
DBZ
yesterday.
Shirt.
Yes, it is a DBZ shirt. June 21st. About a month after Overwatch comes out.
I get it.
Which Overwatch is 48 days. No Man's Sky is 76 days. Oh. Quantum Break came out yesterday, so as I'm looking at my pre-orders, so that's the thing that's super duper exciting, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like something that I don't know. It's hard to know what to feel about it, because the problem is with a game so large too. There is a high probability of it becoming boring.
There is.
Depends on how the gameplay is as far as finding planets and what you do.
I'm super excited to take that risk. Like, I really am. I'm so excited to take that risk to go, what's going to happen? What's going to happen with this game? Like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
am I going to play it and be like, wow, I've made a total mistake. I hate this game. It's making me want to just die inside. I'm going to curl up into a ball and never do anything again. Hey, Skipper the Hippo.
I don't know. That scares me as a prospect.
I think, to me, it's exciting.
That scares me.
It really is. Like, I'm super stoked about that because you get to do whatever. And you get to go wherever. And it's endless. And you can go out to wherever you want to and never look back. Which is exciting to me. Like,
you
can't
go back the way you came.
Yeah. So, it's just cool in that aspect. And, you know, it's like a lot of those games. It's like Subnautica. It's like Minecraft, where it's an exploration game. You're going out. You're doing all these things. You get to explore. You get to build. You get to upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you find those games. And I find, you know, I find parts of Subnautica boring. I find Minecraft is a good game. But it's not a game I can play all the time. And so, sitting here and looking at that stuff would be so cool, and it's awesome like that. It's just, I think that with No Man's Sky, it's going to be different because it's going to be so different because you get to travel. You have fight sequences. You have robots that are around to protect everything, and if you kill an animal, they come after you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like a GTA feel to it, as well as a Minecraft feel, as well as a Subnautica feel to it. And
if Subnautica's ever going to get a console?
I don't know, because they need to have a release first.
Yeah, because
they're in open access.
Yeah.
They're in an open access beta right now. I've got time. Thank you for the follow. Welcome to the Penguin Posse. You're a beautiful person. I love your face. I'm sorry I do not have
the Dancing Penguin of Doom.
The Dancing Penguin of Spectacular Stuff right now. And we will definitely be answering some questions and talking about some of the stuff you guys want to talk about once we get through our list. I promise. I will get there. So I will have a mod jot down what you would like me to ask and stuff like that, and I will go and we will take a look at it. So please do not worry about if I don't answer your questions right away. But yeah, so No Man's Sky, it's just...
You're excited about
fathom how excited I am. Like, I got off of watching Fun Size's stream last night, and I text Zomke and I go, "So, No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it's not coming out for a console you own, but
I'm excited!
Because I've got my PS4, and I'm super excited about all that stuff. I'm Kilroy, he's Zomke. And, like, all that. I'm so... Mm-hmm. I'm just super happy. It's going to be so much fun. It's going
to
be so much
fun. I would like to see it played.
Well, you will definitely see it played. I will play it. Even if I end up hating it by the end of my first night, I will play it. I plan on doing a complete whole... Probably going to be like I'm going to go at midnight if they have a midnight release, get on and play the game until I can't play anymore.
I was like that with Destiny.
I know, and then you kept wondering, how did I get here?
About 9 o'clock in the morning, me and Zucker just like, how did we get here?
How did we get here? I don't know. I was going to go bed, because didn't he fall asleep on you?
Yeah. At one point, when I said, how did I get here, he woke up and was like, "Hi, everyone."
All right, so we're going to take a look at some of the stuff in chat that I wanted me to talk about. DBZ. DBZ is awesome. DBZ Super is awesome. I'm super excited about all the stuff that's going on. I need to get caught up, but I still think it's awesome, and I really love the stuff. And yes, I'm wearing a DBZ shirt. We've been waiting in the mail for about a month and a half for these to come in, and I'm super excited because I'm wearing my Vegeta from Dragon Ball Super 1, and I have a Vegeta 1 upstairs that's short-sleeved that I will wear on another day. Kilroy is me. I already answered that one. And this is my partner in crime, Zonke Kiyamanene. For those who are just joining us and all that fun stuff.
anything new about Pokemon and talk about Pokemon and all that stuff. Okay. Pokemon, two new games, Sun and Moon, announced, coming out at the end of...
Is it this year?
This year.
I assume it's near the tail end of this year, if it's coming out this year at all.
They're going to be... I'm excited about them to come out.
So, have we heard if they're supposed to be, like...
Who's your starter? I've got time, and then I'll talk to you about how to beat him after you tell me that. Continue.
What is it? Is it supposed to be like a new generation?
We think it's gonna be. We think it's gonna be 7th gen. I saw it online. I don't know if I trust it, but I saw that we have confirmed that there are gonna be at least 10 new Pokemon so far.
So it's you're wondering if it's gonna be like
a half gen or
silver. Yeah, if it's gonna be like silver and gold, where it's a half gen. Or if it's gonna be,
Well, I don't know if I'd call Silver and Gold a half-gen. It'd be more like 6th-gen, how they had less than 100. Like...
Yeah. Well, I mean, Johto only added 40.
They did? I thought they added more than that.
I think it's only 40.
Oh!
Yeah, because most of it was just evolutions of previous Pokemon. Or miniature evolutions. It wasn't that many. I know it was way below 100, at least.
I'm curious. I thought it was, like, exactly 100.
It might be. I mean, like I said, it just seems like...
It just depends on what number... I have a Johto poster
at home, and...
It depends on what number, Celebi is. Because Celebi was the last Pokemon in that gen.
And then you just subtract 151 from it. And...
Yeah. So we're going to check on that. To answer your question, you have a Charmander and you have a Pidgey. Level that Pidgey up! Get that Pidgey... To level 15. Not level 15. Mine was level 15. I had a Pidgeotto when I was going against Brock. And you sand attack about 6 times. Then you switch over to your Charmander. Or I think mine was close to being a Charmeleon. You switch over to your Charmander and you ember the crap out of them. That's how you do it.
Yep.
That's exactly how you do it. How do you level them up? You fight. Level them up the exact same way.
Just beat wild Pokemon with them.
256! So there was 105 Pokemon added.
Alright, so then I had miscalculated.
Yeah, I agree with Skipper. I almost called you Skippo because I condensed the name. I think it is going to be half-gen for X and Y. I think it's going to be kind of like it's going to be like Johto.
But just with 6th and 7th.
Just with 6th and 7th, where it's going to be kind of like... Well, we're just going to add, like, 70 Pokemon.
Yeah.
We're going to just add 80 or 90 Pokemon to the already 700 and whatever. But that's what's... Cool. Cool. No, that's not what I wanted. I didn't ask for that. An ad popped up. But you need potions and have no money. You don't need potions.
Just beat low-level ones.
Beat low levels. Go to the Route 1, right after Pallet Town, and what you're going to want to do is you're going to have Pidgey out, then you're going to switch to Charmander. Then you kill the Pokemon, they both get experience. You do this until Pidgey's about level 5. Then you keep running back and forth to the Pokemon Center, and then, after you get him to level 5, you start having him do it on his own. After you beat that route easy and you're like, oh my gosh, I need more of a challenge, you go up to the next route before Viridian Forest. And that's what you do.
Rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat. We call it Magikarp training. Guess that's... No! McDonald's Mobile, you leave me alone. I'm not a winner. Like, Bulbapedia keeps sending me to this. I'm done with Bulbapedia. No, I can't do it for you. Everything great comes from when you do it yourself. It won't feel as good unless you achieve it yourself. I do hope it makes it more competitive and more diverse, because, it's not great competitively, because everything's, I don't even like the competitive in Pokemon. I really don't. I sit there and I would prefer to be a breeder in Pokemon than anything else. That's what I would do. And you're not gonna get, you can't even control a Mewtwo, man. You gotta have 8 badges. Gotta have the big 8.
The 8 badges.
You're not even supposed to get to Mewtwo until after you beat the Elite Four.
That's like endgame.
It's the endgame of red, blue, and yellow.
Right, just like the endgame of Silver and Gold was Ash.
What time is your normal stream?
My normal stream is in like a little less than like 50 minutes.
All right.
The Elite Four, they're the end of the main story.
Like after you beat the 8 gym leaders, after you beat the 8 gym leaders,
you go challenge the Elite Four, which are 4 people, and then you have the champion who usually ends up being some sort of rival of yours. You fight all of those people. You win, like the champion you are. And then you're like, I'm not going to stay here and be a champion because guess what? I'm too cool for this. So you run off and you decide to go catch the strongest Pokemon that's ever been created.
So, I guess since your stream is...
There's more after Brock?
Soon-ish.
Yes.
A ton more.
7 more after Brock.
So then now, I guess, do we call it? Or are we
no, we
do
still
the
gotta play the game! Learning.
So then now we just need to focus on that.
Now we're gonna... Now what we're gonna do is we're gonna play a game.
Fun time game!
And as you can see... I have this thing that just popped up over in Sankey's head. And it's called Video Game Name Generator.
Yep.
We click below to generate a video game name. Now, this video game will most likely not exist.
No.
And what our game and what our goal is to do with these last few, like, 30 minutes is going to be essentially... What was it? What was I saying? We have to come up with the plot line of the game, the fighting mechanics of the game, or if it's just a story game, that kind of stuff. That's what it's pretty much going to be. And it's a creative time for us to just go wild. Do you want to go first?
I will gladly take the lead. Unless you want to.
Yeah, you can have it.
All right. Creepy Skate Collection. Alright. Here we go.
I know, this is the best part, right, Sensoria?
Okay. Creepy Skate Collection. This is a hit item that's coming out in 2017. This is going to be...
Didn't know we were giving dates to
this. This is date. It's coming out sometime in...
The future.
The future. Of 2017, most likely, unless we boot it back about 6 times and have to release it.
Oh my gosh, if your Kickstarter doesn't get off the ground!
But this game is known as Creepy Skate Collection. And what this game is compromised of is it is a racing game. Now, I know that's been done before. There's Mario Kart, and there's like. Need for Speed and you know.
You having trouble coming up with names?
Tokyo Drift!
There's Destiny for that SRL stuff!
We can't have games like that. Like, you can't just make another racing game. Well, this is not your normal racing game. This is Creepy Skate Collection. Alright? This is compromising. Well, not compromising. This consists. I can't even English today. I'm so excited about this game.
I know! You got me all hyped up!
This is going to be a collection. As the name implies, of all of the creepiest characters from video game history. We're talking about Pyramid Head from Silent Hill. We're talking Wesker from Resident Evil.
Are we talking Nightmare from Soul Calibur?
Yes. We're talking Boo from Mario Kart. Not Mario Kart. Mario games in general. We're talking, a Necromorph from Dead Space. We're talking,
Face Eaters.
Huggers. Huggers from some alien game somewhere.
We're talking Alien versus Predator stuff. It's the creepiest.
Yeah, any creepy character you can think of from any game, I mean any, you name it, we're putting it in the game. We'll code it immediately into the game. And
DLC every week.
So, yes, every single week. And... all of these different characters, you're going to race with them. But this isn't just a normal racing game. No. They're not carts. They're not cars. They're not anything like that. They're skateboards. It's like Sonic Riders, but spoopy.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about Sonic Riders.
The game existed.
It was such a great game. Terribly great. Like, it was so bad it was a good game. It's like Kirby Air Ride.
We're talking Spoopy. spoopy skateboards with spoopy characters in spoopy settings. It is just 3 spoopy 5 me.
It's I thought it was going to be 3 spoopy 6 me.
6 me? 3 spoopy 6 me. This game, it will not only terrify you, but it will terrify your friends so bad that if you're good at the game and you can power through it, you will never lose. That's the key.
And if you can beat the bot, you can beat the game.
And I'm just super, super duper excited for this.
But it wouldn't be as creepy unless, you die in the game, die for real.
We're even, putting House of the, House of the Dead or whatever in there?
House of the Living Dead.
House of the Living Dead. It's just one skateboard, and there's just a pile of zombies on top of it. I mean, what more could you want out of a game? It's like, Tony Hawk, get off of your high horse. We're coming for you. 2017 or 3025, one of the two. Creepy Skate Collection. Creepy Pre-order skate. Now.
Go while the going's good. I don't know if I could beat that. There's no storyline, it's just beat the game.
Just beat it. Beat it.
If you can beat the level 26, like we did levels like Super Smash Bros. If you can beat the level 26 comms, you can beat the game.
You are the game.
You are the game. Where do I pre-order? At your nearest dev.
At your nearest haunted mansion.
At your nearest, it's your nearest Luigi's mansion.
Yep.
Alright. I guess it's
Mario Kart DLC.
I don't want to click because I don't know what I'm going to get. This is the worst part. Duh. Rushing Catapult Fortress.
Well, that's a lot better than mine. It's so vague, you can turn it into anything.
No! Alright, Russian Catapult Fortress. Coming 2018. Yes, it's gonna take us 2 years. We're like those Kingdom Hearts folk. We take forever with games. Now, the point of our game is that you have a catapult.
Oh boy. I'm excited already.
And you rush... And you throw fortresses around villages to protect them from the Huns.
From the Huns.
You heard me correctly, folks at home. To protect people from the Huns. And other invading forces. Now, you can upgrade your catapult so that way you can launch bigger fortresses as the game goes on. Now, you're a nice third party, and of course, you wouldn't be doing it unless you charge the village for every ounce of stuff they had. Could they be transformer catapults? That's possible. That's actually an upgrade track we're looking into doing. So that way you can actually pick up the fortress and walk it over to the village. Now, of course, that would cost more because you're going to use up more fuel.
Yeah.
Yes?
Did you want me to eat you up this chicken?
Sure.
Okay. It'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Sorry, my mom was asking me about dinner. So, Rushing Catapult Fortress. It's going to be great. We're super excited, and it's all going to be to defeat the Huns. And even some of the catapults will bring in name brands.
Sponsors.
We'll have Glad Fortresses. Because we don't want you to get sad.
No.
We'll have Hefty Fortresses.
Hefty.
So you don't get stuck with those wimpy fortresses. Think Clash of Clans.
Oh.
Meets Tower Defense.
Oh, goodness. Meets Shoot the Turtle. Whatever that game's called, where you shoot the turtle.
It's like Bloons. Only you're putting down all the monkeys at the same time! Gladapults, Heftapults, exactly! See, you're finally understanding what we're coming up with. Now, this game is going to have 3 different difficulties. It's going to start off with the hardest difficulty, normal. Then the second, which is casual. And then the easiest, which is scrub. Now, everybody wants to be the scrub lord. I understand this, but you can also be a filthy casual. And then the true players of the game, I'll just play it. And if you don't feel like being a scrub lord or a filthy casual, you play on normal.
So then as you are the entrepreneur of this beautiful sounding game.
Of course.
Will there be a special collector's edition?
There will. And the Spectre special collector's edition comes with a fully customizable mini catapult.
Woo!
It comes in, you can add a couple of things, you can even make a fortress on it yourself.
And can we throw it at people?
Yes, you can.
We are not in the box.
By the way,
we are not responsible for any harm that comes to anybody else while you are launching our fortresses with our small little catapults. Do know that injury could hurt somebody, and that this will not be our own fault. You have been told and you have been warned. Thank you.
Disclaimer. Catapults may take high altitude.
Disclaimer, catapults may hurt your best friend. But we're testing it.
Hey,
wait a second.
So, if you pre-order now, you can get that special catapult. If you don't want to, it's fine. Don't worry. There'll be plenty of pre-order game special stuff that's coming as well. We're working with GameStop. We're working with Sharper Image. We're working with SkyMall.
What about Skynet?
No. They wouldn't budge on it. They said it was... They said it was insensitive or something like that.
They told me with Creepy Skate Collection that if they were to sponsor it, they'd have to wipe out all of humanity. And I wasn't about that life.
I wasn't either. They said we had to make it VR playable. And I was like, but then you're like telling the player they have to be the catapult. That's not how it works. Like... You're controlling the catapult. Oh. You're not the catapult. Anyway, we got into a big argument about it. So, but we're really excited to have it rolling out in 2018.
Whew. It's exciting.
It is. You want to do one more each?
If you want to.
Let's do one more each.
All right. Arknight Acid Smackdown.
All right, brother. You're stuck with the mushrooms for 5 minutes!
If you've never played a game like this before, you are in for a treat. It's all Night Acid Smackdown. This is like WWE, but on steroids. This time, not will you play as a WWE member or wrestler. No! No, this time you're going to be in the ring for 5 minutes with all your favorite characters. The slimes from Minecraft. All the slimes from Dungeons & Dragons. Every type of mushroom and mushroom creature. Yes, I'm looking at you, Fungus from Pokemon. You're going to be in the ring for 5 minutes, brother. I'm talking about this game. Oh, it's going to be coming out in... yesterday. Fully customizable. Your slime is your slime. That means you can make it pink, you can make it purple, or you can go with the static green color that everyone seems to like. All that's important is it's off the top turnbuckle. Oh, he's broken into 2, 3, 4 pieces.
He came back together, Johnny.
Oh, he's back together again. The guy in the fight saw him. That man had a family.
Hey, some people say he's a fun guy.
But be looking for All Night Acid Smackdown coming to a retailer not near you at all. What are you turning me?
If you weren't in the frame.
In the ring for 5 minutes. That's All Night
Acid. I'm asking you to be in the frame for 5 minutes.
All Night Acid Smackdown.
Get yours today. Comes with your own John Cena plush
back
toy.
In frame. I'll show you a back in frame.
Told you that's what it said.
Well, it's hard for me to see chat.
I'm not telling you.
I want to see what this is saying.
I'm looking at chat.
I'm looking at
me
so much.
I'm here! Sorry. I had to get out some angst. Alright. Don't make a World War II joke.
I can't do this one. You're gonna have. It's for the fans, Kilroy.
I have to find something good. I'm sorry. I had to get something out of my system, bro.
He's just not prepared for that one.
I wasn't. Nothing could have prepared me for German landmine mayhem. Just like it won't be, you won't be prepared. Go run across the wonderful German
landscape.
Go run across the Rhineland in this post-World War II era where they forgot to clean up the landmines. You thought you were going to be getting to the great to the Wall of Berlin?
Forget it.
The Wall of Berlin's coming to you, and all you have to do is you gotta. That's another tower defense game. You got your landmines, and you gotta blow up pieces of something.
You gotta use your landmines to blow up other landmines.
You gotta use your landmines to fight the landmines of the landmine clan. I can't. I gotta come up with an actual good idea for this game. I think the tower defense would work.
All right. So we got
tower defense game. And the point of German landmine mayhem is that it's like balloons. Because Bloons is just a perfect tower defense game. I love Bloons. I really do. Have you ever played Bloons?
Once, I think.
Oh, you need to play more than that. No! Sensoru! I gotta turn off chat. I don't know which one's chat.
It's so bad it's in there and it comes up there.
I couldn't save it.
It's there forever. At least it wasn't that bad.
No.
It's bad. But it wasn't that bad.
It's bad.
Can't do this. Side-scrolling jumping puzzles.
Yes, that's a minigame in it. And as you can see, you have to jump around so that way you can get the new upgrades to your landmines to stop the Terracotta Army from attacking Berlin.
Poor Berlin.
Poor Terracotta Army. But you can always make more. Which is what they do. They just keep making more. It's endless. They have endless mode and all of that wonderful stuff.
Tread carefully.
Yes, they do, because they never know when they're going to step on one. So you set them down like a tower defense, and they're upgraded. Some are like claymores. Some are like confetti. All of that stuff. It's gonna be great.
It's a great title. Probably not as great as Russian Cannibal Fortress.
No, this is it's not made by the same company. This is made by a new company. No, it was made by the same company. I'm sorry. Sensoru, I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Just for all the world to see. Like I said, it's bad, but it's not as bad as it could have been.
True. I think next time I'm going to get you to sign it on my computer.
So I don't see it.
Yeah,
so don't see it.
I don't send those nasty whispers. I text those. You should. Oh, one more. There we go. We can turn
the look. Safety again.
Safety
for our
again.
Audience.
Because, you know, don't whisper the streamer bad things.
I love this. That's German landmine mayhem.
That is German landmine mayhem. And I'm very excited to tell you, it comes out later this year.
And I mean, we've talked about a lot of good games today. Like, a lot of them. And what we look forward to in a lot of them. But none have paled, they've all paled in comparison to four very important titles. German Landmine Mayhem. Hall Knight Acid Smackdown.
We can't forget that great, creepy
Skate collection. Or Russian Catapult Fortress. Because these games, they are the future.
Those are the future of gaming for us. Other than No Man's Sky. Maybe Overwatch.
Probably a good amount of Destiny.
Oh yeah, probably. You know.
But those four games.
Those four games, though.
They're the future. Gotta get your spoopy skate a fix. Alright, everybody. We'll be back in about 10 minutes or so. I'm gonna stop the stream. We're gonna start back up. We're gonna be doing Spectrum's Origins tonight. After I fix the TV, put the thing bar back on it, get it set up and all that stuff. So stay in chat, talk with my mods for 10 minutes or so, and we will be back as soon as plausible.
Yes!
See, I didn't say possible.
See, that's where they get you.
That's where they get you right there. We'll be they get you with that plausibility. Alright, so Nightbot spamming. So I hope you guys have a great day. Stay classy, do great things. iTunes, this is coming to a store near you. We love you. Have a great one. And YouTube, we love you as well. Send us some questions. It'll be great. And we'll see you guys next time. Adios.